The threat of sea level rise has environmentalists worried about damage to homes, roadways, and anything else along coastal areas. Sarasota's freshwater habitats could also be contaminated by encroaching saltwater. Improvements have been made over the last quarter decade, but environmental scientist Jack Merriam said it hasn't been enough.
We said 25 years ago local comprehensive plans should address it. Permitting processes should ensure that infrastructure will be functional throughout its estimated lifetime. And I don't know that we're there yet in terms of addressing it and beginning to integrate. We as taxpayers pay for a lot of the infrastructure, and if it's along the bayfront and is underwater, it probably won't work well.
Sarasota's crawling environmental progress can be in part attributed to the quick population turnover in the area. Former Sarasota Mayor Kelly Kirshner said the revolving door of residents makes it necessary for the same conversations to repeat.
Statistically, every 7 years, Longboat Key turns over in population. That your entire population of Longboat Key is new. So by the time we have this conversation again in 25 years, you will have cycled through two generations of residents of Longboat Key. On the mainland, I think the fact that, and John probably knows this, but that Michael Saunders frequently states is that about every 5 years we have a 25% cycling through of our population.
Activists are also trying to improve stormwater management. According to Kirshner, in the 80s, local politicians took advantage of opportunities to develop miles of canals to make residential expansion both doable and lucrative. Now those areas have inadequate drainage. But Kirshner said because the problem is spread over a fairly large geographic area, it presents more of a cost to fix than it does an environmental threat.
Stormwater management is perhaps 20% of the remaining issue, but 80% of the total cost, which creates one of these really large challenges and the limits that we have right now.
And poor drainage also causes problems on land. Merriam, the environmental scientist, used Sarasota's tourist hotspot of St. Armand's Circle as an example. During floods, the city uses pumps to manage excess water flow. That road serves as an evacuation route to residents. Merriam said that alone should light a fire to start retrofitting drainage.
Our drainage system is very old. In many instances, it's probably 50-plus years old. And so at a high tide, if we get a heavy rain, we currently have areas where the road doesn't drain well. And so those kind of things will only get worse. And it's not, we don't have to debate, is it man-made or is it real or not? I mean, the road floods. And it's a real problem today.
But again, turnover stands in the way of progress. Tommy Von Birch, who is an environmental activist, said people who would be willing to change behaviors to improve and preserve Sarasota's watershed should be educated on how. Unfortunately, she added, not everyone is easy to convince.
We need to educate our newly elected officials. And sometimes, like on the city commissions, they change over rather rapidly. I think we've got, 9 months and 2 years experience, on the city commission right now. And they need a little help.
Seawalls to block out sea level rise, expensive drainage retrofits, educational campaigns to get stuff done. It all costs money. So former Sarasota Mayor Kelly Kirshner told a story that pointed out one valuable watershed asset that would actually put money into the Sarasota area economy.
The water was black with mullet this past year that her father, who's 88 years old, who's lived in Cortez his entire life, said he's never seen that in his life. And so make sure that we embrace that we cultivate it and come back here 25 years with that much more and success stories to celebrate. I think that's critically important just as the recap for politicians right now. Because everything's about job creations.
Kirshner said mullet export to Cuba, if the embargo is ever lifted, could be a moneymaker and a way to bring some historical significance to the area that once had a thriving trade with Cuba. Symposium organizers have created a watershed wiki page containing information about how to educate the people on problems and solutions. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin.